In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
The dominion mandate is inside. That's why the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You carry God's image. Discover who you are and shake off that ignorance.
I confer the blessing on your life today. I confer your mighty hand of blessing upon their lives.
Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogwili.
And as the Holy Spirit leads me, I'll be tackling one or two. But you need an overview so that everybody can, because ignorance is the biggest problem when it comes to functioning in this thing. 1 Corinthians 12:1, concerning spiritual gifts, I do not want you to be ignorant, God said. So, there are three classes of spiritual gifts, you know. These three classes are revelation gifts. Okay, these are the gifts that see something. Your eyes are open to see. Your ears too are open to hear. The inner eyes and the inner ears are awakened by these gifts, and you're able to know things supernaturally that you don't have. They are prophetic gifts, but they are revelation. They show you things. Their nature is to show things. Open your inner eyes and your inner ear. The first is word of wisdom. The second is W of knowledge, word of knowledge. The third is discerning of, D of spirits, discerning of spirits. Okay, the word of wisdom is the most important because that is the one that shows you the future. The one that can reveal the future, like the ability to predict something that is going to happen that before it has happened. The one, and that's not the only reason why it's the most important. It's also the one that can unveil the plan and purpose of God, is word of wisdom. The plan that God has in his mind, like your purpose, like the plan for the church, like the future, the plan that God has, that is the gift that unveils it. Oh, Jesus, I wish. Okay, let me give an overview. As the Holy Spirit guides me now, I will take a few of them and explain them. Because if you don't understand, how will you know what is working? Okay, word of knowledge is also a revelation gift that shows you things, Lord. Word of knowledge shows you things, but it shows you things present and things past. It's just facts. It's a revelation of facts in the mind of God. It's actually God giving you information about things that are already, that has already happened, which you don't have any means of knowing, or things that are actually going on that you don't have any way of knowing. All of them are supernatural communication. None of them has anything to do with talent or natural gift or anything like it. And there are three classes of each of these gifts. For each one. Okay, discerning of spirit is also a revelation gift. This is insight into the spiritual world. There are three definitions for each. I'm giving you two, so that will do for now. Insight. You open your eyes or your ear. You start hearing what is going on in the spiritual world. You see? Is the ability, second definition, to distinguish which spirit is in operation. And soon we'll see all these things. And I suppose that God will let us see some of these things this weekend. Even, for example, now. Third definition is the ability to discern which spirit is motivating human behaviors. You see somebody doing certain things. What is behind the scene that is causing him to operate like that? And usually that gift helps a lot in deliverance, but it helps in leadership. Because a lot of the people who come, who want to be pastors, who want to be leaders, who want to be, are motivated by the wrong thing. Some is by ambition. Some is money. Some is power. The gifts of the Spirit is what exposes all that. Notice, it is not gift, it is not discerning of demons. Notice the name. Discerning of what? Spirits. Or discerning of spirit. Where is it? I'm looking for it in the part you projected. Yes, from verse 7 to 11, the listing of the gift. To another diverse kinds of tongues. Where is discerning of spirit? Yeah, discerning of what?
Spirit.
Is it plural or singular? Do you know why the gift, like all of them I told you, are in three dimensions? All. This one discerns three kinds of spirits. Number one is to discern the spirit of God or the similitude of God. For example, anywhere somebody in the Bible said, I saw the Lord. That is the gift in operation. John said, I saw a throne. I saw one seated. That's the gift. Isaiah said, I saw the Lord seated on his throne, high and lifted up. Then I saw cherub. That's the gift. That gift also helps to distinguish. Because you can see an angel, think he's Jesus. It lets you know which one is angel, which one is Jesus, which one is Holy Spirit, which one John was able to. That's the gift. So you see, this is insight. Eyes open into the realm of the spirit with the ability to distinguish the spirits that you are seeing. We need to do a full session. This is too serious to jump over like this. Just see how I'm jumping. Lift up your hands. Just let me see. If I have to drop what I have to do this night and take care of this first. You know, Lord, just pray in the spirit, you know. That's what I'm saying. You see, praying in the spirit is another gift. It's a communication gift. So why did I say to pray? It's phone call that I'm making to headquarters. Phone call. It's phone call. Repose. Kayala. Medegobosh. Madiangrados. Mendres. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We just sent an email to heaven and they send you reply. That's how it works. You need to know how to also get a reply. It's upload and download. Tongues is upload. Interpretation is download. You must learn how to operate in it. And when you have both, you're already in prophecy. Tongues plus interpretation equals to prophecy. First Corinthians chapter 14. From verse 1. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. All of them, you get them when you hunger for it. It doesn't just come, fall off. Hunger is one of the keys to getting them. Knowledge is the starting one I mentioned. Hunger is the next. You become so thirsty. Nothing else will satisfy. Because these are treasures. These are treasures. More costly than diamond. If you get it, you are made. Desire spiritual gifts. But then he said, especially that you may prophesy. You listen to that tape, you know why. Then verse 2. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. He's doing an upward communication. Upload. For no man understandeth him. However, in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Why mysteries? Because you're not getting it. Okay, verse 3. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation and comfort. Simple gift of prophecy. That's what it does. He that speaketh in unknown tongue, it defies himself. But he that prophesieth does what? It defies the church. Making the person that prophesies greater than the one that speaks in tongues. Because the tongue talker is only helping one person. Himself. The one that is prophesying is helping the whole church. So if the tongue talker wants to step up to the level of the one that is prophesying, he needs to start downloading what he has sent up, what he has uploaded. At least the replies. Next verse. I would that ye all speak with tongues. Put in simple language. I want all of you to speak in tongues. But much more than that, I want you all to prophesy. God will not tell you he wants you to do it if he's not ready to give it to you. I told you, he said, when I pour the spirit upon all flesh, they will all prophesy. And once you have tongues, you already have half of prophecy. You just need to start tapping the downloads. See? Those three set of gifts are called the utterance gifts. Let me put them. I'm already discussing them. There are three classes. We have dealt with revelation gifts. Have we really dealt with it? Now we are dealing with inspiration gifts. What do you mean by that? These are gifts that say something. They don't show you something. They say something and you now hear and learn from your own mouth. The other one is that you see them before you say it. This one is that you are learning it out of your own mouth. You are hearing things coming out of your mouth. So, they are called utterance gift, gift of utterances. The Holy Spirit using your vocal cord to speak, to communicate. The way you speak in tongues, not using your brain, that's how prophecy also flows. There are three of them. Tongues. Hey, Jesus. Okay. I have a little leverage. Let me use it well. But I learned from the Lord that we're going to have a full session on this. Okay, we have gift of tongues. We have interpretation of tongues. That's one I call download. And then you have the ultimate download, gift of prophecy. Now, anywhere in the Bible, you hear a prophet said, and they touch my tongue. And the Lord touch my tongue. This is what they're giving them. Prophetia. The ability to have tongues of fire. The way you are speaking, your words are auctionized. The divine electricity enter the words that are coming out of your mouth. It's those kind of words that can break the cedars of Lebanon. It's those kind of words that can divide the flames of fire. Those are the words, power-filled words, power-propelled words that can move mountains. They are the ones that can pull people out of the wheelchair. The prophetic can do anything. That's why God wants every believer to have them. And apart from that, he gives God the opportunity he needs to manifest on the earth. To speak, to counsel, to comfort. First Peter 4 verse 10. Let him that speak speak. As everyone has received the gift, even so, let him minister the same one to another as good stewards of the money. For any gift you have received, use it to minister to others. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Then the next verse, let him that speak as an oracle of God. And if anybody minister, he should do it as of the ability that God gives. Let him that speak as an oracle of God. It's the prophetic gift. Utterance gift. Three of them. So the prophetic in totality is a combination of these two. If you bring them together, you have what is called the demonstration of the Spirit. What is now missing so far is demonstration of power. I have told you there is the demonstration of the Spirit and the demonstration of power. And the Pentecostal revival came for many years. The only thing they do is kuriyama, they prophesy, they speak in tongues, they give messages, but nobody is being healed. Anytime, you know, miracles are not, until God had to help the church step further. And we got them in Nigeria, Assemblies of God, Apostolic Faith, and other. Oh, you attend those services, interesting services, wonderful songs and wonderful. And then somebody usually will give a message in tongues and interpretation, or, you know, somebody will give a word of prophecy. So my people, I'm in your midst. And all the wonderful things that God says to encourage us. Why are the sick not being healed? Why are cancer not being driven? Because the Bible says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. There are power gifts. That's what is missing now. Power gifts. These are the ones that do something. So really, to be honest with you, the gift of the Spirit is like this. It's a trinity. The gift of the Spirit is actually a trinity. It's just the Holy Spirit. But here is power. The gifts that do something. Here is revelation. Here is utterance. Father, we are praying in this service that you give the pastor utterance this Sunday. Let him speak as an oracle of God. What you are saying is you want prophetic to come on him when he speaks. Let him not speak normal, just teach. Let the prophetic flow when he opens his mouth. Let him, as he is ministering, that he will be able to zero into people's 18 and actually bring words that will solve the problems of the brethren this Sunday. Let the service not be normal. There are things we should be, all these things are called forth in prayer. All these things. When the church realizes what the treasures that we are given, that these are the weapons of our warfare, and that with these weapons we can defeat Satan 100% and knock him out. For example, this madness that is going on in this last days called cancer. The issue, the answer to that are the power gifts. Maybe it has not affected anybody around your city or around your church or whatever to get the church to start praying. God, this DC chapter, pour the gifts of power. We don't just want demonstration of this. The pastor preaches. He is blessed with the prophetic. When he speaks, we are blessed. There is inspiration. There is other. Lord, the power gifts. Somebody has died the other time. The mother of one of our sisters. And he died of this thing. And then you see people that are bound. People that are crippled. People. Lord, pour it forth. The early church prayed. He said, stretch forth your hands. The signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. That's Acts chapter 4. The Bible says when they finished praying, the place where they were gathered shook. The prayer meeting shook. And then the power gift fell. And after it fell, Peter's shadow started healing the sick. So you can see after hunger, you have to pray for it. They don't come without prayer. Start from 29, even from 28. This is after they flogged them all for preaching. He said, Lord, to guarantee that what you have planned will be done. That's verse 28. To do whatever your hand and your counsel determine before to be done. To make sure that your plan does not fail. Then I made a request, verse 29. Now, Lord, behold their threatening, how they've threatened us, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. They are praying for the leadership of the church. They are praying for Peter. They are praying for John. They are praying for the brethren too. Because after it, some people started carrying that power, like Stephen, like Philip, people that were not in that leadership group. But they prayed for the leaders, and then they prayed for the church. Grant that we may speak your word without body by stretching for your hand to heal. But we are not just asking for healing gifts. We are asking for signs and wonders, miracles. That it may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. In the same church where you said the name of Jesus before, just a few things happened. Now, supernatural gifts are coming into operation. It's the same one simple prayer, but all of a sudden. Because the working of miracle is bringing God's omnipotence to bear on situation. That ability he used to create the earth will come into operation. That is what God allows to flow through a human being. Can I discuss that a little further? What is this thing about you guys and the gifts of the Spirit? You don't want to go for a break? All the sleeping eyes are open. In this conference, the problem is not supply. We have excess supply. I told you to disease topics each. That even me, I had to pray each time to know which one to open. And you open it, you don't finish it well. It makes me sad. But you see how to unlock it. Prayer. Not prayer, oh Lord, moving in thy power. No, specific prayer. We want power gifts. We want power gifts in this church. Father, turn Pastor Knobs, the pastor, into another person. Turn him into another thing. Hey! Hey! Okay, come. Working on miracles. Gifts of faith in another dimension. And gifts of healings. To accomplish your purpose in these last days. Lord, the release of power gifts. The release of power gifts. Pouring forth. Clothe men with power. Clothe men with power. If you want miracles in the church, these are the set of gifts you should pray for. Healings, miracles. These are the gifts, power gifts. If you want the prophetic ministry in the church to see things, the enemy will not be able to. These are the ones. For example, the discerning of spirits discerns three kinds of spirit. It discerns the spirits of God, angels, Holy Spirit. You know, somebody saw seven lamps of fire around the throne, and he was able to, that these are the seven spirits of God sent forth. Around that same throne, he saw living creatures, was able to tell, these ones are cherubims. Around that, he saw 100 million angels. And that spirit can even discern between one angel and another angel. And around that he saw the similitude of God seated on the throne. And around that he saw a lamb as he was slain and knew that that one was Jesus. Whether it was shown in symbol form or shown in their real similitude, the gifts of discerning of spirit can discern it and can distinguish between one spirit and another, dealing with the spirits of God. And the second thing they discern are evil spirits. You don't just see them, they can tell which type of spirit. It's a spirit of immorality, it's a spirit of uncleanness, it's a spirit of perversion. That gift can even see it, show it. The third is that they're able to discern the human spirit, the motives. What is motivating people? Okay, I think I need to show you an example. I want to show you an example of the discerning of spirit at the third level. Remember the story of bad Jesus? No, let's deal with Simon the sorcerer first. You can show it to them, Acts chapter 8. The first guy that went to the city was Philip. And show it to them, he preached, there were power gifts, miracles and healings, and people rejoiced, and a lot of converts. And Simon the sorcerer, who used to bewitch, a wizard, used to bewitch the city, was now overwhelmed by the crusade of Philip. So he went and joined the church, and Philip baptized him. And he joined the church with a motive to find the power that this guy used. He has put him out of business and grab it and boost his business again. He wasn't genuinely converted, but Philip has already baptized him. Now you can see the man that is flowing power, but he doesn't have revelation gifts. You can see the weaknesses now. He can even ordain an elder, ordain a pastor that is a witch. You think these things are just talk? They are happening in Nigeria. Let me just leave that subject for now. But anyway, a few days after, Apostle Peter came down from Jerusalem. And they came to pray for people to receive the Holy Ghost. The gift that gives you special leverage when it comes to ministering Holy Spirit to people is the gift of faith. Anybody can minister Holy Spirit to people. But there, if you have the gift of faith as it relates to that, it just... They can tell you 100 people have laid hands on the guy. That gift also gives you special leverage when it comes to casting out devils. You know, even when I... Okay, let's leave it. Because when I ask pastors, come and minister to people, I can tell where certain people have limitations. The Bible said, covet earnestly the best gifts. Know the ones that are not yet in operation and set your heart and begin to cry to God for it. If you have hunger, you will have it. If you don't, they don't just fall on people. And when Peter came, Simon brought money to come and give him. You know, today some pastors will call it love offering and think and not know what is going on. And so Philip baptized the guy until Peter arrived. That gift functions in Peter. And Peter's own is so sharp, he can discern what's happening in human hearts. Heart is very deceitful. It's only God that can discern the heart. He said, who can know it? So the only other thing that can enable a human being to discern that is discerning of spirits. He said, I perceive you are in the gall of bitterness. You are very far. And the bondage of iniquity. Your money will perish with you because you think the gift of God can be bought with money. It was because of that rebuke, Peter, the man now fell down and truly repented. And beg, please, don't let any of those curses you pronounce come upon me. I perceive that you are in a gall of bitterness. So, what is driving this guy? He has lost his business. He's very bitter against Philip.
He wants to recapture the city. And his method is to use money to collect anointing. You know, somebody can be very bitter and come to you and be smiling. Human beings are very deceptive. And the worst thing is in selecting church leaders. You carry Satan's keys and put in office.
For your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this your wickedness. Pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you.
Motives. Motives. To let you know that this guy had this gift. This is chapter 8. In chapter 5, people were selling their land, bringing it and laying at the apostles' feet. And a man came up by the name of Ananias. Yeah, I'm donating my house and my property. I'm selling, I'm giving the church 100%.
Peter said, very good. Then he went and sold the land. Had a cool discussion with his wife. Who are they fooling? Carrying the whole house money with the land that I bought. Go and give church. Now why? Now why? Forget those things. I just want to impress them so that we'll be in good light. You know this church thing? Since it's now by seed. Let them, in case they are ordaining deacons or elders, let them put us in the plan. So, if they want to oversee like bishop, I'm interested. And they agreed. And then he appeared in church. With the envelope. Say, man of God, I've sold it, I've brought the money. He said, is that all the money from the land? He said, yes, complete. Peter. If it's Philip, they will fool him again. Meanwhile, he's flowing power. And demons are going to be running his church. Peter said, why has the devil so filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Do you know that it's not me that you have lied to? It's the Holy Ghost. He turned like this man dropped dead in church. No, if it's today, all the papers will carry it and the family will be in the pastor's house. You killed our brother. So for me, you want to die in your house. Leave the church alone. Go home first. Die there. Or few weeks or even months after. Die. Don't connect it to me. And the young man carried his body out. In the house, I said, if you go to government reserve forest and cut down timber, they arrest you. But when a wind comes and cut it down, nobody can arrest the wind. Everybody says it's force of nature. Yeah, force of nature struck him down. But 21st century people are beginning to trace force of nature. Where is the origin? This church. Internet, you know what will be buzzing on the internet. The man even brought half. How can this pastor be so greedy? How can he be so wicked? He should even tell the man, thank you, that he tried. At least make him a deacon. In Acts chapter 16, Paul was preaching in a city. You know, and this slave girl was following them about every day advertising for them. These are the men of, you know what, you have made her the choir director. They cook two times and bring to the pastor's office.
bring to your house. You have made her the women leader. He said, that's it, my sister. That's it. The Holy Spirit is moving. He's moving. That's it. Praise the Lord, sister. You are in the spirit. We're actually sent by God here. You see? He said, these are the men of God. The same follow Paul and us. This Luke writing. And Christ said, these are men. These men are servants of the Most High God. Which show us the way of what? Is anything wrong with this? The ability to see the spirit that is motivating what you are seeing. And this is actually Jezebel, the type that you fall into the trap, they are praised. By the time they move in, when they finish with you, they seize the pastor, one woman, with food. And when they give you enough food and see that you are falling, they can also give you the other one that you shouldn't be eating, the forbidden fruit. Jezebel, spirit of Jezebel. Churches where they messed up. Why? Because the eyes that can see are absent. And then you thought and make Jezebel women leader. You know, John was sent to go and rebuke the one in the book of Revelation. He said, you have a woman there who teach and prophesy, but she's been seducing my servant. It's discerning of spirit that's that gift. I could unveil what is going on. But you know, let me tell you what's going on here. Even though she's praising them, when the Holy Spirit is moving, it leaves that feeling of peace, of joy, of edification in your spirit. But this is going on. But instead, the Holy Spirit in Paul is being grieved. Whatever is going on, instead of producing a blessing inside, because if you want to go by your feeling, the outward, good. Oh, high five, sister. But inside, because there's a Holy, a person living inside you, is being grieved. The Bible said, Paul, being grieved in the spirit. Because that's what happens. When the Holy Spirit is grieved, your human spirit goes along with it, even if your face is smiling. When the Holy Spirit is not happy with you, your spirit becomes grieved, even when there is no explanation. You're supposed to go and apologize to get back fellowship. When he's not happy about something, that's the same thing that happened. That person is around you. Each time he's around, your spirit is grieved. Say something wrong. There is something that is going on. It's a Gehazi situation, no? You might not be able to put your finger on it. It's a Gehazi. He finished collecting the money from Naaman, came before Elisha and stood. My master. You are the man of God. It's a privilege, sir. It's a privilege to work with you. Deceivers. Satan's children. Masquerading as ministers. But no integrity doesn't have. Tell yourself the truth. It's a privilege, sir. It's a privilege. He goes behind you. He slaughters you. Come, it's a privilege, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Once they are in your presence, your spirit, the Holy Spirit within you, rises. He starts reacting. At that moment, set inquiry into motion. You will find what the issues are. Being grieved, he turned and said to the spirit, come out! Command thee in the name of Jesus. Come out of her! And he came out of her the same hour.
And when her master saw that the hope of their gain, he sees money, that's what she's making for them, was gone. They came and caught Paul and put them in prison. Now, here is the point. There are evil spirits that can mimic the spirit of prophecy. And they can say things that will look like it. Let me give you an example. The spirit of prophecy magnifies Jesus, testifies of him, but it defies the church, comforts God's people. This evil spirit that mimics prophecy magnifies you and they push you into pride. That's what they do. Now, it can confirm a servant of God and point out, yes, whatever. But that's not it. They will push you over. Push you over. Make you develop a sense of exclusiveness. A sense of superiority. That's what they do. The untaught, the untrained can't discern that. They fall for it. They think it's God talking to them. I have seen a lot of those things. I've seen Christians, they drove mad. They start by pumping pride. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of grace. It's a spirit of meekness. It's one that bears all those fruits. I told you three of the gifts of fruit are about control. He will tell you submit. It's meekness. That's that one, fruit of meekness. He will tell you endure. Take it. It's another season coming. It's a season. It's a test. This one will say, how can? Do you know who you are? You are even on another level. Higher level than them. Any spirit that tells you that you are bigger than the people that trained you is Satan. He's trying to push you over the cliff so you can fall and die. Commit suicide. Suicide. It's suicide. He said, there is nothing else. It's pride. That is what will work. We have to push him over by praising him beyond measure. You see this thing you are doing? You see this? If you don't master this other side that Pastor Nob is talking about, and you grab this side that I'm talking about, you're looking for big trouble. Oh. That other side is the control, the anchor that keeps you in check, in shape.